Today, we are having a business conversation about mentorship. I'm Brian Rump.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And we have, this is the Kawartha Small Business Podcast. We have business conversations for the Kawartha commute. This episode is brought to us by Starting Point Digital Marketing. Starting Point Digital Marketing has intentionally simple marketing to help your business get started with digital marketing. Check them out at startingpointdigitalmarketing.ca. All right, Matt. We had a request from a loyal listener to do a episode on mentorship. So what are some initial thoughts you have when it comes to mentorship?
Shout out Lysak Consulting for the suggestion. I love mentoring people. I'm sure that's super arrogant and pretentious to say. Maybe I love mentoring people because it just feeds the beast of my ego or something like that. But I love being able to help people. And I think I'm like an advocate for entrepreneurs specifically. So I love working with like budding new entrepreneurs and trying to help them out as much as possible. Do you do any sort of mentorship?
Yeah, I do. So this is, it's an interesting conversation because I think, you know, from a mentorship standpoint, I don't think what I've done, I've called mentorship. And I think that I have a very specific moment in my career where I decided to be a mentor and realized that how needed it was. So I worked for a grant consulting company. We had often had university co-op students work with us, and we had this, you know, young guy, super energetic, and he was always doing these things that annoyed me. And I'm like, how does he not know to do this? And then some of his work would be like kind of bad, and I was getting frustrated. And then I was like, wait a minute, why am I getting frustrated? Like, he's a 19-year-old kid, enthusiastic, smart. He doesn't know this stuff yet. Like, I need to teach him that.
Right.
So I decided to give what I called in my head, I was like, oh, active feedback. So we just started having like daily sort of active mentorship meetings. I remember we went to like a trade show, and he was like just a disaster for etiquette type things. And then I was like, oh, I have to tell him these things. And now I won't shout out his name not to embarrass him, but he's graduated from university. He's in a great sort of position of responsibility, and he's going to be like crazy successful in sort of what he does. But you need to have that active membership, mentorship, because you know, people don't really know what to do unless somebody's guiding them and telling them what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really interesting. What do you think mentorship is versus a teacher or a boss? Not to maybe lead you down that path, yeah. What do you think mentorship is?
That's another really good question, because I look at in my life, I really only had one mentor who sort of passed away. And that was like, for me, it was someone to sort of look up to help you discover what your values are. And that seems weird, I think. I think we throw around the word values too much and we always assume what they are. But to really like understand sort of what some of your goals are in life or how you want to act, things you can do. I think, you know, there is sometimes structured or paid mentorship. I think true mentorship is usually somebody who gets your personality. They're invested in you and sort of your goals. And it's a little bit more casual on the surface, but I think it probably should be reasonably structured in terms of, you know, meeting with someone, you know, not really pointing them in an exact direction, but sort of helping them sort of find their way in life or in a profession.
Yeah, everything you said there, I very much agree with. I think the most important part is pointing people in the right direction and not particular saying, this is how you do it. You have to be careful with mentorship and mentors and in general who you're listening to. I've experienced like family is not going to give you the best advice. Family is going to give you protected advice. And that's going to involve making sure you're as safe and risk-free as humanly possible. That might not always be best for you. If you're taking mentorship from your boss or your manager, again, there's going to be a lot of bias there from that person because they have the interests of probably the company more so than you in general. So it's important to find some sort of mentor that's as unbiased as humanly possible, or at least cognitive that that needs to be a part of their mentorship. And then, like you mentioned, I think this is the most important part, actually, because I don't think this is as unique to me as I was originally thinking, but like, I don't like being told what to do. And I like to think that I'm average intelligence and I can figure out things on my own, but I do enjoy some direction. I like to hear people's opinions and then form my own opinions with them. So like you said, like, I want to be given like, here's a path that you can take. Here's like point A to point B. You figure out how to get there type of thing. And I think that's really important because like you said, everyone's going to be a little bit different and you need to kind of play to everyone's interests and personality and all those different types of things. So mentorship is that. It's more of like finding what people excel at, getting those people to focus on those certain areas, giving them like a rough idea of like where they're supposed to go, and then just maybe giving them the tools to get there or working with the tools that they have to get to that point on their own.
Yeah, I think lots of good points there. And, you know, the distinction between sort of teaching, coaching, mentorship, I think sometimes the words get mixed up a little bit. So, you know, one of the things you talked about, if it's your boss mentoring you or someone in your organization, they're typically really trying to coach you to be the employee they want in that short term. I look at, you know, when I worked for the bank, you know, great experience. I'm so lucky that I worked with just some certain managers, but it wasn't all great. I remember, and this is funny. So I have, for those watching on the video, a little gold plate behind me that's my personal financial planner designation, which you would think bankers and banks would encourage you to pursue. But I specifically was told by like a mentor not to worry about sort of education and designations, but to focus just on sales. So what they really wanted from me, which is typical of the bank, just to sell, like sell more loans, sell more, you know, mortgages, sell investments. That would, you know, to them was where I should be putting my focus. And they were not wrong. If I wanted to really be good at the bank, I would need to be better at sales. But my approach was more like, I want to learn how everything works and like the systems of it. So pursuing that designation, you know, helped me understand all aspects of personal finances and to be able to create sort of plans that actually work, whether or not the bank has a role in that anyway. So, you know, so as a coach, they were trying to say, oh, here's how to get really good at your job. But as a mentor, it was not necessarily good for my longevity of my career or what I really wanted to pursue. And teaching, on the other hand, I think teaching, you know, teachers sometimes fill the role of coach and mentor and teacher, but teaching in its purest form is usually you know, just teaching you those systems and background information. You know, when I teach at Fleming College, I think there's definitely some students you end up with a connection and a mentorship sort of role. You keep in touch with them after they graduate. But that's not sort of the expectation with every student. Not everyone wants that. Not everyone's a fit with your personality. Not every student knows what they want to do in life or what direction they want to go in. So it's not always sort of a fit for mentorship.
Yeah, like a teacher is there to follow a curriculum and teach about certain aspects of whatever the topic is. Mentorship usually goes beyond that. It can very much delve into like personal life, relationships, values, family, all kind of like not worldly, but a lot more advice and like very like high level. These are some pointers on how I got to where I am. Career-wise, personal-wise, teaching, and I'm not a teacher, of course, but my experience is that like the teacher is there to advise on the topic that they've been given. So it is usually quite different.
Yeah, and I think you know, just on that with the mentorship, it's the understanding. I think the long-term perspective for who they're mentoring. So like teaching, and I find it in the classroom, everyone's rushing to try to like graduate or get a high mark on this assignment. And they focus on the short term, or they want to just get a job like in their field, or they want to sort of hit that success. But as a mentor, you can, with some of those students, really help them see the long term. I know you've, you know, hired now several of my former students that I've introduced you to, yeah. And you're sort of helping mentor them and grow in a business context. But I see all of them as like huge long-term future potential. And sometimes they don't see that themselves. They're looking short-term, how do I get sort of a job for now? And I see it as, how do you find a good job or a fit to sort of practice the skills and things you're good at, because long term, you know, you have a huge ceiling, and you want to see them pursue that.
Yeah. And those people that I've started working with too, they're often right out of school and looking for like legitimate full-time employment. And everyone's kind of been there in a different degree. All these employers want experience, 2 to 5 years experience. How are they going to get that anywhere else besides like going back to a job that they don't want, that's not going to progress them, that's not going to develop them? So I like the idea of being able to give these people some experience to kind of build however they want and start to develop. And I've done it. Started doing it a little bit differently of late, because I originally, when I first started like mentoring people, it was through the, I think it's economic development portion of Kawartha Lakes, through their summer mentorship program. And at first I felt like really out of place, because I got in there and I was like the youngest mentor there by, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say 30 years. So I was like, oh, what do I know versus these guys? But I actually then started to realize, and now more so than ever, that I was a voice that people really wanted to hear, because I was the youngest mentor there by 30 years. So there was a little bit more relatability to it, if that's a word. So like I've talked about imposter syndrome a lot before too. And at first it was still challenging, like talking to some of these people and like mentoring them. But at the same time, like they are still looking up to you. You are in some cases 5-10 years older, some cases not even, like you're a year or two older. I think I mentor one person that I'm younger than too, actually, which is kind of interesting. But when I first started too, it was, I think I went too hard on a lot of people. as in like I wanted to be that mentor for them, mm-hmm. and I maybe pushed them a little bit, not too hard, but I got really excited about the idea that there is this budding new entrepreneur. And I was like, sweet, I'm gonna take them under my wing. I'm gonna do all I can for them. And I'm gonna check in on them as much as humanly possible. And there's a time where I think I may have almost broken three of them in hindsight, where it might have been like too much of a push. But also, through that, I realized that push was what those people needed, and like almost breaking them, honestly, in a way, I think helped all three of them, because they recognized like the role that they're in is actually kind of perfect for them. Meaning like they were looking to be the agency owner on their own, freelancer, and then kind of realized there's a lot to it. Like they're excellent writers, they're excellent content editors, they're excellent social media people. But then they realized there's a lot more to this. The accounting side of things, the finance side of things, the process, planning, selling, marketing became like a little bit too much for them, all three of them, I think. And they kind of realized, you know what, I really like this idea of working not under you, but just like the way this works and structured. Like I'm a contractor, I'm a freelancer, I can take work from you when I like it. I need to find more people like you that will just kind of feed me work. Or as one other woman said at one point, I'm like her agent, where I just go out and find her work. And they liked that. And I think from everything I've gathered and knowing them the last couple of years, like they're in really good spots now mentally, because like they don't have that pressure of like trying to build all this of like an agency on their own or anything. And I've told them they still have a business, they still have a company, it's just different. They're the freelancer and they need to find other like agency type of owners. And like they're still on their own, they're still business owners, it's just not in the same structure that they originally set out for. So I'm very aware of how that worked. And I don't know if it's maybe now like my own time and capacity or those experience in the past, but I'm approaching mentorship a lot differently now.
Yeah, that's really interesting, the pushing towards that failure. Because I think what happens with that mentor, and sometimes you have to watch it and you can't in a way get too frustrated, or you realize some people will fail a few times, or it takes them a while to get some of those things that they need to do. But understanding some of those things early is a huge benefit. I have just a note to talk about the economics of mentorship. And I think having the right mentor who does that, you know, saves a lot of time. So if you look at those maybe younger people or people you did that with and who have now figured out a business model that works for them and their skills and what they want to do, you might have saved 2 or 3 years of them struggling to try to, do everything. Or, you know, maybe they need the agent that they work with who just feeds them the work that they like, and that's good. And now they don't have to go out and sell and market themselves. Like that's a huge value. There's a huge difference in that. So, you know, learning that a bit earlier has a massive compounding effect to their own wealth and career development. Focusing on what they're good at. So this goes back to, we've talked before about who, not how, and focusing on your unique ability as a person and as a professional. And the earlier you can do that, I think the more successful you're going to be, and a good mentor can really help with that.
Yeah. What are some challenges you've experienced as a mentor?
I think for me, there's a little, I've got a lot better at it. And I think it's something that I think you know, when you're younger, it's hard to really think like, oh, I'm a mentor. And I kind of hate using the term of that. I think I'm getting to the point in my life and in my network where I have enough young people who I'm like huge fans of. Like, I want to see them. Like, I see them all as better than me and are going to be more successful than I was at their age. And like, you know, I expect them all to surpass me sort of quickly. But the challenge is maybe coming up with that structure. You know, how do you do it? How do you find people where you are a good fit and they want mentorship? I think on one hand, as a younger person, or actually even whatever age you are, I think you could find a mentor. And it's fascinating to me the kind of the business model of that and how that happens. One of my favorite stories is Manjeet Minhas, who's on Dragon's Den. She spoke with the Innovation Cluster, had an event in 2020 just before lockdown. And she talked about her mentor in the industry was somebody that she was just like, this guy's going to be my mentor. I'm flying down to where he is every quarter and we're going to have a meeting. And she talks about how for the first few times she just flew down, didn't have an appointment, didn't even get to meet with him. And then eventually like got appointments. And then she was saying how like a few years in to them having a mentorship, they were having dinner and she was like, oh, thank you for being my mentor. And he was like, what are you talking about? Like, he didn't realize like she had decided he was going to be her mentor. And she like, you know, went out and, you know, sort of got that mentorship. So I think, I guess the challenge is, yeah, like how many people do you mentor? How do you do it? You know, is it some people have like a paid structure. You know, I think it's, I don't see myself accepting money from a young kid sort of as a mentor. But I also understand, you know, the value in sort of coaching and mentorship. And if I found someone who I was like, I want to, you know, you to mentor me, I would probably offer to compensate them somehow for their time or, you know, figure out some sort of arrangement like that. Cause the value is huge, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest challenge I've had from a mentorship perspective is the fact that my immediate role is usually they're going to work with me and I'm usually working with these people. So there are elements where I'm not their boss and I'm not their manager. I'm like to think of myself as the leader and they're a contractor that works with me. But I'm often trying to give like very unbiased advice. And I've said it before to them in conversation, usually when it comes like pricing stuff, for instance, and like, what should things be priced at? Cause a lot of these people don't have any experience with pricing and they don't know the costs and everything. So they'll just be like, hey, you know what? I don't know. Can you help me out here? And I'm always say like, business answer, I need this to be this, and here's why. Mentorship answer, it's usually something different. I'll say it's often, yeah, it's usually different. And I try to just be very clear with that and leave that to them to sort of decide. And the longer people work with me, the more that starts to change. Cause at first they're like, yeah, they're just going to listen to my business answer because they're happy to be getting the experience. They're happy to be like talking to me and getting that mentorship. But then the longer it goes and the more experience they get and the more they start to understand it in the business, they're starting to listen more to my mentorship advice, which is good because like it's starting to tick, like click in and like they're successful. Good. So.
And I think that's important point in that, people need that period of building that value because, you know, what you're pricing, like it might not be good. You might need to redo it a few times. But as you develop that capability, your price goes up because you're going to be more effective quicker. So
yeah,
I think it's a great business model of, you know, some people will hire younger people, mentor them. You get them at typically a lower cost in terms of dollars, but a higher cost in terms of time and mentorship. And then, you know, it allows them to grow as well. So, you know, if it works out that they stay working with you and you change that and it works out, that's great. If they become they surpass you or become, you know, they level up, I think that's also a success as well, right? Like you can be that mentorship or that path to working. I know you look at some corporations, that's their business model. They will hire every kid they can out of certain business programs. Like you look at like U of T has a finance program. You know, a lot of the banks and Bay Street, they'll just hire anyone and they know a bunch of them will leave and they won't be there in 10 years, but they basically soak them for cheap labor for a few years. They develop them, some leave, but they know that they become the choice for everyone wants to work there first. So they're going to get the best people over time. And that's just part of what their model is. So whereas other people might not hire anybody with no experience, they're going to pay a bit more, but they want them coming out of sort of a place where they've been developed and trained.
Yeah, and I guess it all depends on your own expectation as an employer. Do you want to be spending time in developing someone to maybe ideally become better than you? Or do you want just someone like a soldier in the trenches that's going to follow orders and do what you want? You probably at that point need to hire someone. You don't want to spend time developing them. But if you're an advocate for what you're doing and you understand that, honestly, competition is so good for you, and I'm becoming more aware of this because good people doing the work as a competitor only helps you because it gives your industry and what you do a better name. I feel so strongly about this right now. So like ideally, and I'm not kidding. I don't want to sound, I'm just making this up, but I tell like everyone I start working with, like from a mentor perspective, like I hope that they get bigger than me one day. I hope that they get so busy that they turn around and they're like, this bearded guy's an asshole and I don't have time for him. I'm just like too busy growing my own business. But then I hope they look back on the time that I was with them fondly. And like, I leave a good legacy with them and they know like, you know what? He was really helpful. He really did try to push me, not even push me because I don't push people, but like to just guide me in the right direction. And I always want them to look back as they're competing with me now to be like, you know what? Matt was really great to me this whole time. And like, there's like mutual respect and admiration for each other. So.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think that's really key. And I also think like one of my values and, you know, it's surround yourself with people you think are better than you. And you can do that with younger people. A colleague of mine a few years ago, we were going through a hiring blitz. We were hiring people. And I remember we interviewed someone and when they left, she turned to me and she said, oh, this one's going to be our boss in a few years. Like, was like so good. And then we were like, yeah, we hired her immediately. Like you're going to hire people who are better than you. And that's just that it's kind of the way it worked out as well. Like I no longer work there, but you know, the people I hired are all running the place and doing well, which is to me is makes you feel good. But also just helps you continue to grow as a professional. It's a great strategy. If you're just looking for, you know, the labor in the trenches that you can exploit, maybe sacrifice them a little bit, it's probably not going to be sustainable. And then you get in that trap where you're always looking for new people and you're always complaining about how, you know, none of them are any good and it's just not a path to success. So I think, you know, you're on the right track, you know, building people up, doing that mentorship is great.
Yeah. And I think we've mentioned a few times, or we said younger people, or we mentor people that are younger than us. And that's not always true. Like you don't need to have a mentor that's older than you or, I mentor someone older than me. You're a bit older than me and I consider you a mentor and you've been like incredibly helpful for me in my career the last like, what, not even a year, last 6 months. And I consider you like, you're way older, but like age equal, I consider us in conversation. So like, you don't need to actually have someone that's younger than you as a mentee. Your mentor does not have to be older than you. Sometimes I think you equate age with wisdom and success, but I do think it's finding a mentor that, yeah, it has some success and you kind of like their lifestyle, the way they've gone about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Well, I think that sounds like an episode to me, Matt. We've talked lots about mentorship. I hope our loyal listener is happy with what we've talked about today. If you would like us to mentor you a little bit or have a mentorship conversation, please reach out to us at setitup@coworthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.